We have a very good opportunity presently because I think there are by-elections that have been called by President Mugabe in Mount Darwin and Chirumanzu, where Vice President Mnangagwa and former Vice President Mujuru used to be MPs. There may also be other constituencies that may come up in the next few weeks. It will be interesting to see if ZANU-PF is going to obviously field more than one candidate in that regard. In other words, will the Mujurus and the Mutasas of ZANU-PF be happy to go with the candidates that are sponsored by ZANU-PF, or will they be willing to back any candidates, independent or otherwise, who may come up to challenge in those elections? So it's a good test to see the seriousness of Mutasa and his colleagues, whether or not they're prepared to mount their challenges against their own political party.
On the legal avenues that they are saying they're exploring to regain the control of the party, what are their options?
You know, those who have followed my work before Congress, I did indicate in my blog that Mujuru and her allies did have legal options before Congress to challenge the constitutionality of the amendment that ZANU-PF was carrying out at the time. So, in my opinion, clearly there was a violation, a contravention of the constitution regarding the timelines that had to be followed, the procedures that had to be undertaken. And I think those procedures are fundamental. They were not followed, and Mujuru and the allies have, I think, a sound legal basis to challenge the manner in which the amendments were undertaken.